Are you sick and tired of running into this problem?
It's Saturday night, I'm on my way to the Q meeting, and I ain't got a damn thing to wear.
We hear you, Dave, and we have just the solution for you. From the same people who brought you the Jackrabbit 3000 with extender, the DD Canter, and Sleep Your Way to Billions series, comes the Pantaloon X.
Pantaloon X.
That's right, the Pantaloon X is the latest in fashion technology. We've taken everything you love about pantaloons and made it X-ier. With the Pantaloon X, you get that fit and flare you've fallen in love with and a place for all of your X technology. Look at that pocket for your Android sewn right into the crotch. Don't know where to put your 4 logo? Pantaloon X has two patent-pending coolers right under your butt cheeks.
Your ass.
Can't figure out where to put those condoms your mom makes you carry? We've thought of everything. There's a condom dispensing machine right on the thigh. Just drop in 2 quarters and you're ready to rock. iPhone low on battery when you're filming yourself shopping at Target without a mask? Bummer, man. Just plug in your pantaloons to any standard outlet and plug in your iPhone into your pantaloons and you're fully juiced for the disorderly conduct arrest that's sure to come. Storming the Capitol with a few of your close friends? We have you covered. With Pantaloon X, you can carry 2 cans of mace, a paintball gun, Fisher-Price walkie-talkies, and your mom's cell phone number in one special pocket.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
These pantaloons are going to get you laid, guaranteed. If the Pantaloon X doesn't get you laid in the first 5 to 7 years, we'll fully refund every dollar of your purchase, minus taxes, shipping and handling, and a $29.99 restocking fee, no questions asked. Except for a few questions we have to ask for legal reasons. These pantaloons have been in style since Columbus came over, so don't miss out on your opportunity to be a Chad and call now.
Pantaloon X.
And now, an actual message from one of the commercial break listeners.
Hey, honestly, this show sucks. Y'all a bunch of fucking losers. Go to hell. Shut your mouth.
Another satisfied customer. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
So, one of the things that came on the television on one of the channels was old, it's like a channel dedicated to 40s and 50s television.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And really what they're playing is they're playing old PSAs from the 40s and 50s.
Okay.
You remember the old, what's the problem with women?
Yeah, you know? I've seen some of
General
them.
Electric presents Get Back in the Kitchen. McGraw-Hill, don't be gay. Like they do this crazy, sexist, racist, homophobic content under the guise of educational program.
Fantastic.
They were running these in the schools. This is the part that's crazy to me.
Now, why should you have to lay out everything all nice and ready for George and Jimmy, down to the last egg and can of salmon?
Can of salmon.
What were they eating back then? If you watch some of these movies, they have some
wild caught.
You notice that there's no color in any of the food. It's all like gray and yellow. And
mashed
it's
potatoes.
Weird. Yeah, they had one where they were talking about like what women should eat, and when I see many women who think that a soda and a bun cake is what they should have for lunch. Remember what you were taught, meat, starchy vegetables, butter and yogurt, and then maybe a little bit of sweets. Well, the sweets was like a Jell-O mold, right?
Right.
With some kind of bean in it, like it was like a green bean in it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break.
Whee!
I'm Brian. This is Chrissy Ann.
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe.
Yes.
Here we are. Another glorious day here at the TCB TV Minus Studios. As you'll notice, the TCB TV Minus Studios have changed a little bit. A little bit, in case you weren't with us last episode. Who we got today?
We've got Horace Silver.
Horace Silver Quintet.
Yes.
Look at that. Jazzy dazzy do.
Don't
mind if I do.
Bebop, badoo, boop.
Skipop, badoo, badab, labadoobie. Does he scat on there?
He might.
Is it scat?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think we had this debate a long time ago. Scat? Is it scatting? Scat la doo doo da da ba doo. Cab Calloway used to scat, didn't he?
Yeah.
Scat ba da ba doo. A da 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 da. Hey, hey, da 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 da.
That's a great one.
That guy was good.
Yeah.
In the Blues Brothers, at least. That's.
Yeah, that'll get you dancing.
Cab Calloway is like born in 1903, and he was in a lot of the first talkies, what they called talkies.
Oh, yeah.
Which
it's
is when.
Talking movies.
It's a great name for a movie. Are you going to go to the talkies today? Go to the talkies? What's that?
What's that?
What's that? It's a movie where people talk. A movie? I'm interested. You got my ears perked. I'm here manning the well all day. I don't know. I've got a cow that plows the well. That's all I know. I'm pulling up oil straight from the ground. Grass-fed gas. That's what I tell you. It's the wave of the future. It's the wave of the future, I tell you, Chrissy. Who let you out of your stable? I thought women were in the stable.
No, we're out.
Now. Wow! Jeez! Yeah. Life has changed. Just you smell washed.
I am.
It must be Thursday of February. Must be a Thursday in February. That's Women Washing Day. Congratulations. I know that must feel good to get that washing every year.
Yeah.
Scrub it up dub behind your ears. Mm-hmm. Get your ankles in your ears. That's what I used to say. Get your ankles behind your ears is also what I used to say. If you don't mind if I do, scoot-a-ba-dip-doo. Watch this. Ready? DCBpodcast.com. Go there.
Yes.
Done. And on with the show.
Okay.
That's there what I'm
go.
Doing from now on.
Okay, good.
DCBpodcast.com is where you can go. You can read more about Chrissy and I. Find all the show notes in every single episode. In audio is there, and all the video that we've ever done is right there. You can find our Instagram. You can find our YouTube. Please do go there. Subscribe, like, comment, all that other shit. 470-584-8449 is where you can go if you want to leave us a message, voicemail, or text message. Standard text messaging rates do apply for those of you out of the country. And there you go. Done. Our liners are done.
All right.
I've just decided to truncate it. Why am I saying all this shit when they can just go to one place and find it all?
Yes.
Yeah. Why am I just wasting breath?
You can connect to everything.
Yeah.
There.
I mean, sometimes that lasts for 5 minutes because I can't focus on one thing for more than 2 seconds. So I'll go off on a tangent.
I noticed that last week.
For an hour, and then I'll come back, and then I'll go here. Yeah. Last Friday's show was a little, but it was funny.
Yeah.
But we ended up talking about a lot of stuff before we actually got to the show. I'm sorry, okay?
Well, we were distracted with that ghost app, the ghost hunter
app. Oh,
yeah. Which turned out to be
rather creepy.
Like
I actually reported
that.
Yeah, it was like a hate crime app.
It was.
It's so weird. For those of you that don't know, you can go back and listen to the last episode. But the last episode, Chrissy and I were cleaning up some of the ghost hunter clips that we had inside of the board here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let's download some of these apps that they have out there for ghost hunting. And we downloaded one where you would like give access to your camera. You'd scan around the room. There'd be a little radar. That radar would indicate there's a ghost in the room. You would point at the phone in that way. And up would come this really horribly drawn cartoon of a ghost. And then it'd give you 3 or 4 choices for a question, like, who am I? What happened to me? Like, you know, you're asking the ghost a question, then the ghost would respond in some weird.
And yeah, it was translated.
Translated for you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what happened to you? I was hung by 3 white guys. And it was like, that was what?
Yeah.
That's really weird, right? Or I was a gay kid and I was, you know,
bullied
until I jumped off a 9-story building.
Yeah, when we got a couple of those, I was like,
Yeah, when they all came in a row, I was like, this is not, because it says clearly it says for entertainment purposes, but there was nothing entertaining about this. It was rather depressing. And, you know, and it also said on there that it was like for kids 5+ or 7+ or what it was. And I'm like, kids 7+ should not be watching this shit.
No.
I mean, listen, I'm not trying to hide anybody, shield anybody from the realities of life, but it was like a little bit more than the realities of life. It was very specific content.
That was programmed into that.
Yeah. So. Some fucking moron programmed into it then said kids 7 and over can listen to it. But anyway, I digress. I don't want to get into all the depressing stuff. I only want to get into the fun stuff.
Yes. We're all about fun.
I found the most interesting thing the other day, Chrissy Hoadley.
What is that, Brian?
I have this TV here that's in the studio, and when I'm doing some editing over in yonder, I watch, sometimes have the TV on over yonder.
Yes.
I've had a Roku TV for years. I've had some version of a Roku TV in my house.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And what I didn't notice is, you know, it's got the live TV version where it's, I guess that's antenna TV. Like
okay.
Where you get it from an antenna. I don't know. It's been 22 years since I've had an antenna on a TV. So I don't know. But one day my son was in here playing and he pressed it and up came a list of like 1,300 channels, like 1,300 channels.
Wow.
And I didn't think much of it until I pressed the button and realized that this Roku TV has live TV that's got 1,300 channels, 1,300 flavors, specific flavors of television. You like Family Ties? They have a whole channel dedicated to Family Ties. Knight Rider, whole channel dedicated to Knight Rider. Thousands of movies, many, many sporting events, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Just
they have
content,
a whole
content,
Blind
content.
Date, one of my favorite shows from the 90s. Yeah. They have a whole channel dedicated to it. Judge Judy, Maury Povich, you get it. The whole, it's like every channel is dedicated to a very specific program. And then they just run that content all day long. And I'm like, wow. Back when I was a kid, you had like 17 channels, of which ABC, NBC, and CBS were three of them. Then you eventually got Fox, and the rest was like UPN stations and squiggly tits stations, right? Squiggly lines that, you know, somewhere out in the universe, someone was running something really interesting that you couldn't fucking see.
Right, you could just see the outline. Right?
Maybe you could try and like tune the dial. Yeah, jiggle it and tune the dial in a little bit to like... You kids don't know about this. Yes. It was way back in the 20s or 30s, whenever we were born.
That's right.
So I didn't realize that you could get all this shit on Air TV. I guess like a number of years ago, they gave all the antenna signals, TV stations, mm-hmm. they gave them to the cell phone companies. And then the cell phone companies in return, or somebody gave the TV stations or the TV antennas some kind of HD, you know, airwave. And that airwave can hold much more information. Uh-huh. And so I'm assuming that this is what this is. But I am absolutely fascinated by this.
Yeah.
So the other night, I was scrolling around my newfound content delivery machine, an antenna TV.
Yes, right. It's a novel idea.
From whence it came, hence it goes. That's the way it is. I was in my bedroom at 13 tuning in Tokyo, and now I am back doing the same thing.
Right.
So I was zooming around, and they have like, you know, 300 sports channels, and one of them had the Euro handball finals.
Okay.
What is handball?
I'm not sure.
Don't
have a fucking
clue. It involves a
hand and a ball.
Yeah, it's a hand and a ball, and they throw it at each other, and they're on sand, and they jump around, and they twist in the air, and they throw the ball into the net. It's really quite fascinating. Well, they had two camera angles. Obviously, this is a, you know, an ESPN production. This is not, right? They have two webcams, one on each side, and then they have a guy that's in the box who's absolutely horrible at color commentary. Here's how he goes. And there's Rakuski. Rakuski goes down to the left. He's throwing the basket. Oh, amazing shot. And then right back the other way. There's Smith. Smith to Johnson. Amazing shot. There's Rakuski. Rakuski to Smith. Amazing shot. He said amazing shot every time that the guy took, you know. And then when the ref would call a foul, he'd be like, the ref giving no slack today. Another foul. The ref giving no slack today.
At least he was animated.
Yeah, he was. He was
more
super
so
animated.
More so than the Richard Branson. Yeah. Reporter.
Oh my God, that girl. Fire that girl. Sorry, girl. I don't know who you are. I'm sorry. It was just really boring. But he must have had like, you know, three things on a sheet. He's like, today I'm going to wow him with my color commentary. I'm going to use a new word. Amazing. Amazing shot. Amazing flip. Amazing pass. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Of which I watched 4 hours of handball over here. I was so fascinated by it. I was like, what the fuck is this? How do they put... And he wasn't giving any explanation of the rules. You had no idea what was going on. I'm sure I was the only person in the entirety of the Roku ecosystem that was watching this handball tournament at 1 o'clock in the morning. But it was fucking fascinating. Why? I don't know. Like, weird stuff like that just, like, it makes me happy. I'm like, wow. So...
I want to watch it now.
I think they have a whole channel dedicated to just handball. So we'll watch some of it on the break here. So one of the things that came on the television on one of the channels was old. It's like a channel dedicated to 40s and 50s television.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And really what they're playing is they're playing old PSAs from the 40s and 50s.
Okay.
You remember the old, what's the problem with women?
Yeah, you know? I've seen some of them.
General Electric presents Get Back in the Kitchen. McGraw-Hill, don't be gay. Like they do this crazy, sexist, racist, you know, homophobic content under the guise of educational programs.
Fantastic.
They were running these in the schools. This is the part that's crazy to me. So I'm watching this, and then I'm like, you know, one or two of them came on, then they showed a movie. So I went to the internet, and I directly went down the rabbit hole watching all of these old McGraw-Hill PSAs, you know, they have a whole series on marriage. They have a whole series on sex. They have a whole series on home, you know, gays, basically, you know, the danger with gays, you know, and the danger with women in the workplace. And, you know, it's like not even pretending to be politically correct, at least not in 2020 versions, right?
Yeah.
What is amazing to me, so I thought we'd review a couple of these.
Okay.
Today we'll start, we'll go with women, right? We'll go with, you know, them, the clearly sexist bullshit that's out that they were peddling back then and why women probably to this day are still trying to feel some way about certain parts of their life, like, you know, dolling up and being pretty for everybody or,
cooking,
you know,
cleaning.
Being in the workplace and not getting as much money as the men and not feeling like you should ask for it because this was like baked into your head.
Ingrained
Jeez. Generationally into women's heads. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. There was a whole movie encouraging women to go to college. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. 1940s, go to college, get an education. Make sure you get an education in home economics.
Because
it's going to help you raise your family and treat your husband right.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, happy little wife.
Yes, we'll go over one today where this lady was giving high school girls or junior high school girls a whole seminar on being beautiful and making sure that you're clean and, you know, presentable for the males out there. It's like, it's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Here's to me the rub about this, right? As I'm watching this in my head today, sitting here in 2021. First of all, my parents never taught me any of this bullshit. They were never like this, right?
So yeah, my parents weren't either.
Yeah, and I'm not sure they were particularly like, you know, bleeding heart liberals or hippies or anything, but they also were not like, they were like, you know, equal. Color, you know, color of your skin, gender, sexual bias, whatever, equal. They bake that into our little brains. Good. Mm-hmm. But what is crazy to me, the rub about watching these 1940s and 50s films is how resonant it is with some of the attitudes today.
Oh,
so in other words, it's back in vogue to think like this and act like this. It's unbelievable, Chrissy. Everything old is new again, including this horse shit, right? But let's take it for what it is and let's have a little fun with it, right?
Yes, why not? Do.
We might as well. So, you want to get right into it?
Yes.
Okay, let me put it up here on the old boop-bop machine. The beep, boop, 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 boop.
I've seen the ones too from like, you know, Reefer Madness type thing where they you know, that'll make you go crazy.
Yes. Yeah, they have one about drugs and dropouts and, you know, stay away from Billy the Bad Boy. Billy the Bad Boy wants to go out after his parents told him it was time for bed. Billy is clearly on the path to self-destruction. Hitler was the same way.
Oh my God. It's like, you know,
they have one. We'll go review one about sex. It's like, I mean, just the dribble drabble coming out of this program is unbelievable. Let's start with which one we should start with. We should start with Brand New Kitchen, right? This is one where they're saying, I forget what the actual title of the movie is, but this is by McGraw-Hill. It's an actual PSA paid for in part by the government, sponsored by General Electric.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
And all of these, by the way, have wonderful music.
Oh, yeah.
Look out, she has a vagina.
Watch out.
No one even knows what's up there. It's a medical mystery. Right. It's dangerous and scary. Be careful. If it's got breasts, run away. Put him in the kitchen.
Really a plot against George Peters, but I'll admit it might have looked that way. The morning his wife Jane stopped by for coffee. We had just been in our new house 2 weeks, and I was still ecstatic over everything, especially my dream kitchen.
I've been waiting for in my entire life over the dream kitchen. Mm-hmm. I can't wait
and make
to
some stuff.
Slave away for the next 40 to 60 years here in my dream kitchen. Here comes Judy.
Well, how do you like it? There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent of me.
Indecent, you say? Ooh.
I've been showing off. It's so crass. It's got me so excited. I wanted to go to the wet t-shirt contest. You know what I'm saying, Judy?
I can hardly wait to show it off a week from Friday night. You go ahead and be indecent. Gal's got a right to enjoy her first housewarming party.
She sure does.
Gal's got a right to enjoy her first dishwasher. It's the epitome of our lives. It's the pinnacle of success. 6 dishes at one time. Amazing.
Sure wish I was having one. You having many people?
Sure wish I was less suppressed.
Well, not a mob, if that's what you mean. Just you, the Crawfords, the Slagles, the Martins, and a couple of others.
The Hitlers. The Reichstag. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever in your life, when Jeff is like, hey, we're going to have a party, who's coming over? The Greens, the Joneses, right. The McGraths.
The Martins.
The Martins.
Yeah.
Have you ever said that?
No.
No, because no one talks like that.
Right.
And notice how these people all have like a veiled British accent back then. Mm-hmm. It's like they weren't so far away from coming over on the Mayflower that they still all had this British accent. Did you notice that? It's a weird way of talking.
Hey, we're so sad. And this isn't the first time I've noticed it. Oh, nothing, really.
Oh, I've been murdering people and burying them in my backyard.
Nothing, really.
Why so sad? It's not the first time I've noticed it. You know what would cure that? Doing some laundry.
Yeah, doing some dishes, laundry.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
Here it comes.
There's a sensational sale going on at Watson's. A new hat would be the ideal tonic for you. I'm going down this afternoon for a small spree. How about coming with me?
Small spree.
You know what would cure that? Crystal meth. My dealer's got some. You know the Joneses? Little Bobby Jones is off the wagon. He's a delinquent. But he sells crystal meth. Keeps a pep in my step the whole afternoon. Come on, Judy, do a little bit with me. We'll do some blow and get out some dildos. It'll be fun.
I wish they would say that.
I know. But she's like, this is training women, right? Uh-huh. That buying things is the cure to any woes.
Just going a little spree.
Not like, hey, what's wrong with you? You know? Oh, yeah. I'm depressed because we're so oppressed as that's a sex. What do you think?
My husband's having an affair. Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about it. Not that. No. I've got just the cure for you. You know what the tonic is? A brand new hat. That'll keep you shut up for the next 15 minutes. It's exactly where you need to be. In the corner without talking.
No, I wish I could, but it's just impossible. You've no idea how much I've got to do. Remember, I haven't got your dream kitchen to make things easier. Mine's strictly the nightmare type. And I wish George would do something about it. All he's done so far is talk, and not with any real enthusiasm.
He wasn't enthusiastic about a new kitchen?
Let's give George a break here. Because, hey, honey, I want about $75,000 worth of new dishwashing equipment. Yes, ma'am! Right away. I mean, come on. We'll give George a break on this one.
Right.
I mean, this is such horseshit. This is a PSA, a public service announcement.
Moving, I mean. We've looked at a couple of older houses, but that's no improvement.
We've got an older house. If only there was some way of really selling George on the idea. The fifth freedom, maybe. Freedom from unnecessary drudgery. Freedom to go shopping when the urge hits you, or when there's a sale going on.
Oh, that's real freedom.
Sale or no sale.
Freedom to put makeup on every morning. Right. To look beautiful for my husband.
Wow.
Freedom to sleep in the other bed so I don't have to be touched by a hot, sweaty man.
Well, I'm swamped. Besides, my mother's been quite ill in Cleveland, and I've been thinking about taking the weekend off to visit her. I've got to get my clothes in the dryer. I'll show you a couple of my prized beauties.
Prize beauties.
I bought a new washer and dryer. I remember showing my friends. Hey, look at that.
Right. You
cost
me
$1,000. I know.
You called me. You said, get up here right away.
I said, hey, the McGraths,
the
McGraths, the Joneses, beauties. The Hoadleys are on their way over. Come on over and see these new prize beauties. Astrid only has to spend 7 to 10 hours a week in here. You want to find Astrid? She'll be playing with our new prize beauties. Here's another load of my shitty drawers. Skid marks and all. Clean them up, girl. And while you're at it, if you get the dishes in the dishwasher, load it in the dishwasher, I'd appreciate it. Don't forget to make me a baked ham.
This setup makes any day wash day for me.
How exciting.
And I can do my drying in any kind of weather. With a gas dryer. It couldn't be easier.
Did it say a gas dryer?
A gas dryer.
It's automatic.
They probably changed that.
There's still gas dryers.
There are.
Oh, yeah, plenty of them. Yeah, yeah, they still sell gas dryers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Seems like a hazard. But...
probably is. I had one in the old apartment that I lived in, but I think that apartment was a hazard in and of itself. I think living there was a hazard.
It was.
Yeah. It's like you had to be a raging alcoholic to live in an apartment complex. It was like Melrose Place for AA, for future AA members.
It was. I remember it.
Hey, look, here comes Grandpa, Uncle Grammy.
Oh, Uncle
Uncle Swimmy Trunks. Hey, ladies.
He's so dreamy.
Anybody want a beer?
Anybody want a beer? Bud Light? Bud Light? Bud Light?
Bud Light me.
He's so dreamy. Yeah, I know I am. Not you, the much younger man over there, the new guy that just moved in. But you're cute, too. We like to come to you for advice. I know you do. I'll be waiting for you at 3 a.m. when you come on in. Hammered because you just broke up with Billy for the fourth time this week.
I remember seeing this washer in the magazine ad. It's automatic too, isn't it?
That's right.
Isn't there a little colored guide light that follows the operation through the various stages?
What?
This is the way women talk back then. They were trained to talk like this. This is fucking insane, Hoadley. You are, it's like a gift to be born in this. I mean, listen, and it's no dream, you know, it's no dream scenario in 2021 either. But I mean, imagine back then these girls were talking like this.
Yeah, you had very limited options.
These two make wash day any day. Any day is a wash day now.
I can do it all the time.
I used to just do it Thursdays. Now I do it every day. And don't worry about drying in any weather. I used to have to wait for a sunny day, but now my husband gets to beat me up if I don't do it every day. Oh, Judy, you're so lucky.
Yes, I know exactly what's happening. I don't even have to watch a clock.
I usually sit around waiting for that drying cycle to be over.
Wait a minute. You say you're going to visit your mother this weekend. You know, Janie, my girl, this might prove a very fortunate trip for you.
Janie, my
and
girl.
And just for kicks, don't get too far ahead in your housework. Now, why should you have to lay out everything all nice and ready for George and Jimmy, down to the last egg and can of salmon?
Can of salmon.
Can of salmon. What were they eating back then? If you watch some of these movies, they have some
wild caught.
You notice that there's no color in any of the food. It's all like gray
bland
and yellow. And it's weird. Yeah, they had they had one where they were talking about like what women should eat, and when it, you know, I see many women who think that a soda and a bun cake is what they should have for lunch. Remember what you were taught, you know, meat, starchy vegetables, butter and yogurt, you know, and then maybe a little bit of sweets. Well, the sweets was like a Jell-O mold, right?
Right.
With some kind of bean in it, like it was like a green bean in it or something.
A green bean.
Oh, I really want a green bean cake for breakfast. Nothing like a green bean mold for breakfast. Janie girl, don't get too ahead in your housework. Why should you have to pick out every outfit George wears? Oh, well, I'd feel guilty about leaving them just like that.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I'd have to make things easy for them. After all you've been going through, this might be the awakening for friend George. The big, bright dawn. It might do him a world of good to be left all alone with Jimmy for 2 or 3 days in your kitchen.
Meanwhile, George is like, hey, boys, girls are out of town. Get the strippers.
Exactly. Let's go out.
Get the strippers and some blow. It's a fine day to have a party.
Janey girl's going out.
Now, with this brand new air conditioning, I can have strippers at the house any day of the week.
Well, Jane finally got off for Cleveland. Still not too certain she was doing right by leaving George and Jimmy by themselves. Even though George was absolutely sure they'd get along just fine. That's what he said. Just fine.
We'll be just fine. I'm having the whores come over.
Right, you go.
Yeah, you go. I'm having the Joneses and the Malakis. They're coming over for a swingers party. Right. No one likes you anyway, Janie. You're a stick in the mud. I want to divorce you. If there was such thing as a divorce attorney right now, I'd divorce you. You're an old stick in the mud. All you do is complain about the dishes, and why can't you be more like Betty over here? Betty's excited about the dish work. Why can't you be more like Betty? She likes to cuckold. Bob bought her a Provocateur 3000 for Christmas, and they've been using it every night. You insist on sleeping in the other room because you have to do housework. Can't you do your housework and get me off at the same time also? What's a wife for?
You should have been doing the PSA.
I know. All this blood and drama for nothing. I'm getting nothing out of it. You only give me a hand job every 3 days. It's bullshit. We need to go talk to the pastor. Because the pastor was always on the side of the man. You gotta watch the other. I've watched so many of these PSAs, and I wish I had time for them all. But you know, the pastor'd be like, "It's a woman's job to please a man, and if you're not ready for those kind of responsibilities, maybe marriage isn't for you." How many times have you been in love, Janie? Oh, just twice. Well, that's one too many. You're clearly not right for anybody anymore. You're a matter of fact, in God's eyes, you're a whore. No more marriage. It's good luck. You can't even come to the church anymore, Janie. Go find a job washing dishes in some diner, Janie, because you might as well call it a day.
Call it quits.
Call it quits. It's 1940. There's no room for sluts and whores here.
Jane had been away for all of 2.5 days.
I cut this whole part out because it's extremely boring. But do you know the guy? Have you ever seen A Christmas Story?
Yes.
Do you know the father in A Christmas Story, that actor? Yes. That actor is the actor playing George.
Really?
In this. Yes. And by the way, he plays George. And when Janie goes away, George has to do a bunch of the regular housework, right? He's got to make dinner. He's got to do all this stuff. And he gets angry at what's going on. And when he gets angry, he acts exactly like he acts in A Christmas Story. It's rather unnerving, actually. And if you remember, A Christmas Story was set back in the 1940s when these PSAs would have been running.
Yes.
This guy is like, it's just, I don't know, it's like a time machine or something. It was like a trick that they pulled. When I saw him, I was like, that's a young Christmas Story dad getting angry just like he did in The Christmas Story. He was yelling at his son and he was, rockin' fucking butter,
butter, butter. I can't freaking open this can of salmon.
I can't open this can of salmon. Son, come down here and help your old man. Get out the hard-boiled eggs and the salmon. We're going to have a mustard and butter sandwich. If we don't get this salmon open, it's gonna be jello green bean cakes for dinner. It's gonna be fruitcake and lard for dinner. Life was much different.
Yes.
The well's not working. We don't have any hot water.
But the way she was welcomed back by George, you'd think she'd been gone a month.
He slapped her 3 times. Sorry, there are some dead silences in here because it's like there are. Also, if you notice about these 1940s. Well, oh, here he is.
Well, he'll be there early enough. The others aren't coming till 7.
Oh.
Look, I still have a couple of little things to do, but it'll only take a minute or so.
Your famous sweet potato casserole.
Yeah, only this time with shredded pineapple instead of orange juice.
Oh!
I didn't know pineapple or orange juice.
I had no idea sweet potato casserole had pineapple or orange juice.
It's famous, though, apparently.
Oh, it's your famous mashed potatoes. That's right. I put Dr. Pepper in it this time. The kids are going to love it.
You two go over and sit at the table. Don will be back in a few minutes, George. He's doing some last-minute shopping for me.
A man shopping?
Whoa.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot the big news. I went out to Pond Ridge with Helen Baker today, and I broke 50 for the first time on 9 holes.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Alice. You mean to tell me that with this big shindigger staring you in the face, you still have time for golf?
With all this housework, you still have time for golf? Your husband must be mad at you.
Nothing to it. With this kitchen, it's a breeze. Come on over. Look at some of the evidence. By the way, did you know that this kitchen won an award from the Woman's Home Companion?
Huh?
Ooh. By the way, did you know that they wrote in some PR in the script? The Women's Home Companion. I'm sure that magazine was full of helpful tips for the liberation of women.
Mm-hmm. And really, they thought of everything. I just love the convenience and modern styling of this built-in gas range.
Hey, Alice, aren't you going to light the oven?
I don't have to. It's completely automatic. You'll never guess what this sauce is for the baked ham. Equal parts of grape jelly and light mustard.
Oh!
I thought she was going to say Coke, like Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
My mom used to glaze
it. My mom used to glaze it with Coca-Cola?
Yeah, I was not thinking mustard and jelly, grape jelly.
No, that's not a combination I would think of either. Not my first choice to put on my ham. No. Hey, honey, can you get out some grape jelly and mustard? I want to make myself a ham sandwich. I am old enough to remember my grandmother making some of these rather strange concoctions, though. Yeah, some of the weirder stuff that would come out to the dinner table.
Yeah.
Like, I do remember, like, Jell-O molds, you know, weird Jell-O molds with strange things in them.
Right.
You know, like pineapple bits or
fruit, like a fruit mold thing. Yeah.
Corn, candy corn. And my grandma would
candy corn.
And anytime there was a dinner, you always had ham. That's what you had. You had a ham, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now as an adult, I don't want any ham. I don't want any more ham. Please keep me away from that. You get where this one is going. Like at the end, the guy buys a brand new house because,
exactly.
You know, and this is a PSA that was.
She showed him.
She showed him. Now I'll do all my housework for the rest of my life in fine style. Can you imagine, Hody, being born at a time like this when you're being just spoon-fed this
crazy,
bullshit?
Like the propaganda type.
Oh, it's total propaganda.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's men making propaganda to keep women in their supposed place.
Yeah,
right?
And to sell appliances.
It's just unbelievable. And listen, a lot of this stuff, bullshit, still goes on. It's just much more manipulative now. It's much more secret, right?
Yeah.
But I have a question. Do you think back in the 40s when these women are, like, take the actresses that are a part of this particular, you know.
Fine documentary.
This award-winning film right here.
Yeah.
Do you think these women are on to something? Do you think they go, oh my God, this is such horse shit. Why are we, you know, or do you think back then, my question is when I'm watching these, is do you think that the women were aware of what was going on? Do you think that women in general were like, this is horse shit. We don't need to be sitting in there.
I think eventually women were, because things have changed. There was a rise up against this. But yeah, I think I think when you see your mother do it, and then you're fed this, then that's kind of what happens. But yes, there was an awakening, though.
I know there was an awakening. Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, I don't know. I've always kind of had like a wild spirit. I've never really paid attention to authority and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I would have watched one of these movies and been like, holy shit, what are they making these women do? Or if I would have been like, ah, yeah, that's the way it goes.
That's right.
Women wash, me work.
Yeah.
I
hope there was.
I hope there was too. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to tell because these videos make it clear that this is just exactly what was going on back then.
Yeah.
Totally unfair.
Absolutely seems unfair.
Seems unfair. It's a bunch of horseshit is what it is.
Yes.
You basically just had a 40. By the way, this thing was 40 minutes long. It's a 40 minutes.
Where were they showing this? Like,
on TV, I guess, or at schools, or, you know, I don't know. Went bake sales. I don't even fucking bake sales. I don't know. I have no idea. But at movie theaters before movies started, stuff like that, or in intermission. I'm not really sure, but there's 40 minutes of this shit. They're literally doing a commercial for how the new inventions of the day make life easier for women to be in the kitchen and in the house doing their housework and raising their family, which is exactly where they should be, according to these documentaries, right?
Yeah.
So not like, you know, hey, now that you have all this extra free time, you can go to college, you can get a job, or, you know, now that it's easy, your lug nut fucking husband can do it too, right?
Yeah.
And share the responsibility. None of
they
that.
They did promote golf.
They did promote golf. That one woman did go golfing. She broke 50.
But only 9 holes.
Yeah, only 9 holes, because I don't have time for that. You want to listen to how women get pretty?
Oh, sure.
Okay, here we go.
Good morning, girl. I'm going to talk to you this morning about the way you look. Now, I've heard it said that we women attach too much importance to our appearance.
So I'm going to reinforce those. I'm going to reinforce those values right
that.
Here, right now.
Good morning, girl.
Oh, sorry. Hold on 1 second. I pressed something wrong here. Okay, hold on.
Good morning, girl.
Good morning.
I'm going to talk to you this morning about the way you look. Now, I've heard it said that we women attach too much importance to our appearance. But that isn't true. After all, the way we look exerts so much influence on the way we feel and on the way other people feel about us that it really is very important.
You've heard the old saying that it doesn't matter what kind of personality you have as long as you shut your mouth and look pretty? That's exactly what I'm here to teach you, girls. Never a proverb more true.
Confucius say.
When I talk about good appearance or good grooming or looking your best, you probably think immediately of clothes or hairstyle or makeup. Well, I realize that those things are especially interesting to you, and they are important, and I am going to talk about them. But please remember that they are just really the trimmings.
The trimmings, like a tree.
Trimmings.
Yeah. So for a second here, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a movie about how, like, you work
beautiful
on the inside.
Inside.
Of you. Yeah.
That's what I was
and
thinking,
and your
self-esteem,
and you're like, this is teaching girls.
Yeah.
It's a bridge too far, Hoadley. It's a bridge too far.
Icing on the cake. If the icing is very good, well, that's fine. But if the cake itself isn't good, you'd soon lose interest in the icing. So let's start with the...
Excuse me, Miss Smith? Yes? What the fuck are you talking about?
The cake, and come back to the trimmings later. Basically, of course, good health and intelligent physical care are the foundations of all beauty.
Not intelligence, but intelligent physical care.
Physical. Yeah. Yeah, back to the physical. I mean, the good health is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all want a lovely skin, shining eyes, a beautiful smile, and loads of pep.
Just like a horse.
We all want huge tits and a nice ass like Kim Kardashian, but it can't be true.
Bright eyes,
yeah.
Skin, shiny skin.
By the way, Kim Kardashian is the new Mrs. Smith. Just letting you know something.
But we can't have them except in a healthy, clean body.
Clean body.
Healthy, clean body.
And that's why we drink bleach, girls.
And I mean clean. Remember, you can't have good looks without soap.
Without your virginity.
And water. There's no substitute for the daily bath as a groundwork for glamour.
Start with the bath, end with your virginity, that's how it goes.
Brilliant teeth need brushing. Gleaming hair means frequent and thorough shampooing.
You don't want Billy to smell any funk on you now, do you? When they're at the Sadie Hawkins dance, you don't want Billy to have any of that musty odor, do you? Now wash your insides and your outsides, if you know what I mean. Does Miss Smith have to spell it out for you? Watch my next documentary. Right. Your period and me.
Keep that air of freshness by using a deodorant regularly. It's a shortcut to Social Security.
It's a social... What? Shortcut to Social Security?
Keep an air of freshness by taking a French whore shower every once in a while. Bathe in perfume.
Oh, my God.
It's a shortcut to getting married.
Smell good, good. Smell bad or funny.
Sleep comes next to cleanliness as a beauty base. And I mean sleep. Not just going to bed, if that means sitting up writing letters or listening to music.
Doing the devil's work by writing letters and listening to music with that hippity-hoppity bullshit. Turn off your Spotify and stop writing letters.
Writing letters.
Writing letters.
Dear Johnny, how I dream of getting in your khakis. I wish we could go to the point and get in your back seat, Johnny.
The point.
Last time we were at the point, we were necking. I had a full-on orgasm. I don't even know what that means.
I've seen lots of sparkling eyes and good complexion sacrificed to swing records at bedtime. Mind you, I'm all for music
swing
in its place.
Swing records at bedtime.
Swing records at bedtime? What, is this a thing?
I actually enjoy the thought of women listening to swing dancing in the bed.
I can just see Judy in the bed like...
I feel a vibration in my pelvis.
I've seen too many women do
I've
this.
Seen too many women become whores by listening to the swing music and writing letters after dinner. Now remember, lights out by 7, girls. That's how you get a husband. You want that brand new kitchen, don't you?
But there is a lot of sound sense in that old expression, beauty sleep. So snap out that light early enough every night to get 8 or 9 hours of this most effective beauty treatment.
Man, 8 or 9 hours. I'm lucky to get 2 or 3.
Right.
I should take this lady's advice. I should bathe every day, wash my hair frequently, make sure I use a deodorant. Mm-hmm. It's a shortcut to Social Security and
teeth.
Turn off my swing records. All my swing records are fucking with my sleep pattern. I got to turn off Cab Calloway earlier. Swing records, 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Where were these people living? I guess back then you didn't have anything to do.
Well, right.
So you could go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't, you didn't have a cell phone to bother you all the time. You didn't have to answer text messages. You didn't have TV to, you know, get you, you didn't have to get your brain all whirled up before bed. Yeah, I guess, yeah. 8 to 9 hours.
Time for our bed. To stay away from
Turn
the swing
off
records.
Those swing records so you can get your 14 to 15 hours of sleep every day.
That was the entertainment with the swing records.
And writing letters.
And writing letters.
To whom? I'm not sure. Santa Claus? The Easter Bunny? Ronald McDonald?
And then there's this business of eating. It worries me to see that so many girls think a balanced diet consists of soda pop and a sandwich or a big gooey sundae.
A big gooey sundae.
How gooey.
It bothers me to think of so many women think of a lunch as a hot dick and a sundae. What is going on? Where are our scruples?
Let's remember what we were taught in home economics about a well-balanced diet. Meat, cheese, eggs or fish, milk, butter, bread, fresh fruits, especially citrus fruits, green and starchy vegetables in proper proportion, and, of course, some sweets.
Of course.
McDonald's, Burger King. Remember having this and all that crappy food they were telling you to eat? Meat, butter, dairy, starchy vegetables.
Cheese.
French fries from McDonald's. Ground beef with lots of fat. Bacon, pork rinds. Put down the gooey sundae and get yourself something healthy, girls.
And please go easy on fried foods.
Well, that one holds true.
Yes.
Beautiful skin, vitality, glossy hair, all the things you want begin with a balanced diet. So watch it, girls. It pays big dividends.
If you want shiny hair, eat more bacon grease. Put down that gooey gooey sundae. Put down that jizz sandwich and get yourself some bacon grease, girls. gooey sundae. Since when are sundaes gooey? Since when was a sundae gooey?
I guess they were like chocolatey syrupy.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooey gooey.
Can I have a Jell-O sundae, please? It's Jell-O and ice cream mixed together.
Then there's exercise, preferably outdoors. And when I say exercise, many of you may think of work. Well, a little work is a helpful beauty hint, but so is outdoor play. I'll leave it to your own conscience whether you work in the garden, ride a bike, play ball, hike, swim, or ski. But try to spend some time every day outdoors, developing the grace that comes from toned up muscles and the complexion that goes with good circulation.
Okay, well.
I'll leave it to your own conscience whether or not you want to touch the dirt or not. I'll leave it over to your own conscience whether you make out with Billy. But make sure you get outdoors once a day. Women flourish in fresh air.
Yeah.
It's a scientific fact. They're doing studies right now over in Germany. It says that women who get fresh air, blah, have bigger bosoms, which attract better men. Come on, girls, get it together. If you want Billy to be attracted to you, air out that vagina once a week. Let her fly, girls. What kind of horseshit is this? Where do they come up with this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's an institute for sexism somewhere in the United States history. I know it.
And even the ordinary things that you do every day can help to make you more graceful. But not if you do them like this. Walking upstairs, reaching up to a high shelf, dusting, all can be good body conditioning if you use your muscles to do them vigorously.
Doing the laundry.
Dust, 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 dust,
dust, dust, dust, dust, dust. Dusting, doing the dishes.
Vigorously.
Folding clothes, doing the laundry. Cleaning the toilets, the bathrooms, vacuuming the rugs.
Picking up the pot. Put on the stove.
Picking up the pot, putting it on the stove, cleaning the gutters, giving Jimmy a rub and tug before he has to go back to work. Right. All these can be great exercise. I'll leave it up to your conscience. Just make sure you're doing one of those. The world falls apart, girls, unless you're doing the laundry.
Instead of slouching through them.
I'd like to speak to you, please, Miss Stuyvesant.
Oh, go right ahead. I want you girls to ask me questions.
Well, I guess I...
But if you get out of line, I'll smack you! I want you to ask me questions. As long as you're prepared to take her upper hand to the right eye.
I have what you called a round face. And I wear my hair the way you said I shouldn't. But I don't see how things like that, and posture and mannerisms and the other things will make a girl more popular... If she's not pretty to begin with.
Sometimes I'd like to shake you girls when you worry so much about being pretty or not being pretty.
Oh, here comes the good lesson, right?
Well, that is.
Here comes the good lesson. Don't count on Dr. Judy.
As though prettiness were a woman's only attraction. If you'd spend just 1 month doing everything I talked about to make the most of your appearance, you wouldn't need to worry about being pretty or popular.
You'd be pretty and popular.
Yeah. Just work on your appearance. Your appearance, but don't think about it.
If you girls spent less time worrying about being pretty and popular and worried more about being popular and pretty, then everything would be fine.
I want to shake you girls.
I want to shake you girls. As a matter of fact, I'm going to. It's legal. I'm going to throw you right off this stage. How dare you question my motives? You're going to be nothing unless you take care of your appearance. Wash your hair, put deodorant on, it's shortcut to Social Security. Make sure that you work out by doing laundry and chores around the house. And please jerk off your man. These are important things, ladies. The world will fall apart unless we continue to do what we're doing. That's why I'm here to teach you in junior high school.
They had to have been showing this in, like, the home ec class.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, yeah. By the way, which probably boys didn't even go to. They were probably home ec. That's for...
Yeah.
That's for, women and gay guys. I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Oh, this... honestly, this goes on for... I have lots more of these. So maybe we can play... You want to do a second episode on this?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a second episode on this, because I feel like we're getting a little long in the tooth here. Hold on 1 second.
We'll focus on something...
Yeah, you are.
I know what you're doing.
Sorry, I was playing around with the buttons. Whoa! Yeah, it's hard to believe that this is like, this isn't that long ago.
No.
This is like 40, gosh. 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is like one generation, one lifetime of a human being.
Yeah.
So in other words, my dad was born in the, you know, late 40s, mm-hmm. early 50s. I don't know when he was born. Late 40s. He was born mm-hmm. in the late 40s.
Yeah.
So they were showing this kind of shit to my father. So I am just one human being.
Wow.
Not generation, but one human being removed from learning this
Thank
kind of
God
bullshit.
He didn't pass it along.
Oh my God. No, he didn't. But I mean, I think if you lived through the 60s and 70s, it was pretty clear that, yeah, I think that's what the 60s and 70s was all about.
Yeah.
Like that yes. way of
rebelling.
Thinking. Yeah, rebelling. And this is the government teaching you this. Like this is
that's
straight
wild.
Up government education.
That is wild. Right?
They are teaching the women. Yeah. How to be subservient to men.
Yeah, and look good.
And that's where your taxpayer dollars were going.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess back then it was mostly men working, so that's how it all started.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Fuck that. Thank God we're a little bit further ahead.
A little bit.
Do you mind going and setting out my outfit for the next
sure.
for the next episode? I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll get you a can of salmon as well.
Go make me a Jell-O and mustard sandwich. I'd appreciate it.
Be happy to, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you.
Best to you.
Best to you. Deserved. It was deserved. Let me tell you about our next giveaway. Are you ready?
Ooh, I don't even know about
it. It is already happening.
Okay.
It's already going on. And I will give you a clue every week. And here is your clue this week. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Watch our episodes. All the way through. You ready?
Yeah.
That's the first clue. Okay. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe. Watch the videos all the way through.
Okay.
First
clue.
Got it? All right. That's the first clue.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 10 clues, and then we're going to give away something. I'm not going to give it up yet, but I'll tell you probably halfway through the contest. I'll tell you what we're giving you, but you're going to want it. So make sure that you go to YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe. Watch the videos all the way through. Memphofest.com is where Holdy and I's only scheduled appearance this year.
Yes, we are going on the road. Fest.
Yeah, we're going on the road.
Uh-huh.
One night only. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, in October.
Memphofest.com. Go there to get your tickets. The Avett Brothers, Widespread Panic, Billy Strings, and
lots
many,
of
many more
yeah.
Wonderful musicians at Memphofest.com. Tickets are almost sold out, so you got to get them. If you get them and you'd like to join us on the commercial break, just drop us a line. Go to tcbpodcast.com. You can find all the information there. You can find our Instagram, our YouTube. You can find all the audio, all the videos, everything from one place, tcbpodcast.com. If you'd like to drop us a line via text message or voicemail, 470-584-8449. Standard text messaging rates do apply. All right, ladies, get back in the kitchen.
Yep, that's right. I better
get back
go.
In the kitchen. Your man's
going
to be home soon.
Brush my hair and shine myself up.
Your man's going to be home soon, and he'll want that ham on the table.
That's right, with jelly and mustard.
With that jelly and mustard ham and that sweet potato with shaved pineapple and orange juice. That sounds fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Citrusy sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
I guess you had limited... It was limited stuff to cook with back then.
It was.
Right? Yeah, there was no Whole Foods. You could walk in and get 700 different things.
Yeah.
It's like you had a grocery store full of some fresh fruits that were local mm-hmm. and a couple of canned items, you know,
like
from
salmon.
After the war, like salmon. Oh, that sounds so gross. Canned salmon. Can you imagine? I cannot. Okay, that's all I can do for today. And so I'll say this. I'll bid you adieu and I'll say I love you.
I love you.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast audience. Until next time, bye!
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green. Co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Cano.
Sexy man with your sexy hands and your sex-making glands.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
That's good.
Thank you. I used to be really good at that. I used to be good at rhyming shit real quick and making songs. My brothers were always fascinated. Like, how do you do that? I'm like, I don't know. It's a talent.
It
I have
is.
A talent for rhyming anything with penis.
Or sex.
Do have you seen us? Baby, my penis is between us. Have you seen this? My penis is between us. Take care of him. Take care of him. Okay. And enough with the tomfoolery. Okay. Got a show to do. This is for last week. I'm gonna run with this. And I'm gonna cut out all this crap. Watch how I do this. We're gonna get to the meat and potatoes quicker on this. Okay, and mute.